Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am welcoming an old friend of the Well One Connection podcast, previous weekly host and current vice president of ancillary and support services for HRMC, Kim Rieger, to the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Maddie.
Yeah.
I'm much happier in your seat, but we'll go with this one for today.
Just putting the pressure on you a little bit. We just had a meeting of a specific committee of Huron Rising. And so I think I'd like to start by asking, what is Huron Rising and why did we have this in our community and kind of what came out of it? I know you were part of the last one. So this was recently a 2.0. You were part of the 1.0. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Well, so I've been kicking around Huron here in my hometown back since the early 90s. And I remember when we had the first Huron Rising, we've all been to a ton of community strategic planning events, right? And I love them. And usually nothing comes from them. But Huron Rising had great things that came from it. And so that was a 5-year look. And here we are 5 years later now with Huron Rising 2.0 organized by the Huron Community Foundation, which is also great because they have money that they want to support these great ideas that we're coming up with. So we had really good response earlier this year, that group that put that together to get a survey from the community, as well as then we had two different meetings that were led by Dr. Bill Anderson. And he did a great job, I felt like, of helping us really hone in on what were the most important needs and the visioning that we wanted to see to be better in 5 years. So where I come in then is Dr. Wayne Carr, who's a chiropractor in town, and myself, we are co-leading one of the committees that came out of Huron Rising, and that's dealing with healthcare. And because the needs were kind of along a spectrum, we decided to put our group into subcommittees. Otherwise, we also had a lot of people who wanted to be on the healthcare committee, which was great. We had more than 20 people that said, hey, I want to help. And so we broke off into subcommittees. We've got a group working on workforce access to healthcare, which is what we're going to talk about today. Well-being, which is more about how do we help people more be more well. And they're specifically going to be focusing on the trails in Huron and making Huron more walkable and easy to exercise. Mental health, which we know is a big need, and then also a multicultural healthcare access committee. So kind of the big picture of overview, how we got here today.
Yeah, so that's a very wide spectrum of the perceived issues or opportunities that we have in our community. And so as part of that access committee, initially the committee had started meeting and kind of developing some key areas where the committee wanted to focus. And then there was a development in our community where we lost an urgent care facility. So quick care in our community closed. And so that kind of rallied that access committee around that. And so if you tell us about what that committee has been doing to help with that access issue, specifically in that urgent care space.
Right. Quick care closed their doors actually the end of August, which was difficult in our community because they were serving a big need. And I have been so impressed with all of the providers in the community, as well as other community members who said, hey, I want to help work on this. So we have representation from Carr Chiropractic, also Huron Clinic, Horizon, the HRMC Physicians Clinic. And then we've had some other interested community members helping too. The Chamber's been willing to be a part of that, and folks from the Huron Community Foundation as well. And then we invited Holly York and Melissa Magstead from Quick Care to at our first meeting, which was earlier in September, just to tell us what types of patients and when were being seen at Quick Care. So we really appreciated their candidness and their willingness to say, hey, we loved being there, but really came down to, for them, it was difficult for them to staff, which working in healthcare, we know that it is difficult to staff that. So they kind of gave us the lay of the land, told us their recommendations early morning pains to be a really big time. And anybody who's listening can think about their own household. You wake up and your son or your daughter's got a cough. Who has to stay home with them? Or can they be cleared to be able to go to daycare or school? So really that 7 o'clock in the morning, I don't have to have had an appointment. I can just come in. Potentially walk-ins throughout the day when it happens, maybe after school. And then weekend hours seem to be a big need as well. That's kind of what came out of that first meeting with Quick Care.
Yeah, so definitely a need in our community. And it seems to be that all the people who are invested in making this happen kind of are rallying around those same thoughts. But what do we do about it, right? And there are already some people, some organizations in the community that are offering some services. And so maybe it's just it's expanding that, but also making people aware of what is available in the community. So do we want to even just talk through, you know, what's out there now and then what are we looking forward to and what are we working together to make happen?
Yes, I think that's a good idea. As you and I and other people who work at HRMC sat in those meetings, it was hard not to be defensive to begin with because people would say, we need a full-time orthopedic surgeon. And we'd say, we have one. or we need to do better financially incenting doctors to come to town. Oh my goodness, come and listen to the things. And that's not just HRMC, that's everybody. But we let go of our defensiveness. Yes. And then we also appreciated the community that they weren't trying to give offense, but really just they didn't know.
Right.
So here is the information that we have from the access standpoint most recently. So CAR Chiropractic, as anyone who has worked with CAR Chiropractic, I had kids in high school and Friday night we'd get an injury in a game. They're available 24/7, basically. And the model that those that created that clinic 60 years ago decided that they would do. So they already are open Saturday mornings for chiropractic care, which would include strains, sprains, you fell, you hurt yourself. And so people can actually go to CAR Chiropractic Clinic 8 to noon on Saturdays. And then they have a rotating on-call basically via cell phone for their physicians who then connect with the orthopedics. So they've got that going from that standpoint. Now that doesn't help us with the primary care and the sniffs and the colds and the bee stings and the other things. And so we do also have availability for that as well. Here in clinic for about 4 years now has been opening their doors at 7 a.m. And then they're also open through the lunch hour. Typically, people will call first to get in, but they will take walk-ins as well at 7 a.m. And you can be a new patient or an established patient. Then another need that was identified or was being filled by Quick Care was workman's comp and DOT physicals and those sort of things. And here in clinic, talked about that they do provide those. So those of you that are listening that have a hole in that, you may be able to call here in clinic on that and see what they have available for you. And then Horizon Healthcare, which their clinic is located out at the mall, they already are open 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. They tell us that they're busier at 7:30 in the morning. They will take walk-ins for that time as well. And then they also have same-day appointments throughout the day, as does here in clinic. Those fail quickly, but it's best just to call, I think, on those. And then here at HRMC, our physician's clinic, currently our hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, available over the lunch hour. We do have several slots open for each provider that we would call same day sick. And then we have two providers that are dedicated to that same day. So not necessarily walk in, but give a call first. And so that's kind of what is happening now. So that's kind of the current state of affairs.
Great. So maybe if I'm not a patient necessarily established with Horizon Healthcare, I might not understand that they have those hours. And most of these clinics have indicated that if there is a same day issue, they're going to try to get you in, even if you're not their established patient. So the community really wants to come together to try to people that need to be seen here So another thing that we've talked about going forward, what are some plans or efforts that some healthcare organizations are trying to make to potentially expand that availability?
So in particular, Horizon is looking to expand to start at 7 a.m. instead of 7:30. And then also they mentioned offering telehealth just right within the practice. So they currently don't do that with their hearing providers, but if all of the hearing clinic, their location in hearing here is full, could they utilize a provider that's in a different site? So those are kind of the big things that they're going to be working on right now. And then at the physician's clinic, we're looking to expand our hours. We've looked at several different options in early morning, starting at 7 a.m., or perhaps going later into the evening, and then also looking at that Saturday morning. As we were talking in the meeting with all of the group, we floated the idea of, could it be a rotating Saturday morning? So not that we'd all be in the same place like QuickCare was, which was convenient, but maybe it's more of a, this clinic is open these two Saturdays a month, and this clinic is open the second Saturday, and this is open the fourth Saturday. Of course, with all of these options, and like you mentioned, communication is key. And so then there's another group from this access committee that is working to try and make it easy for people to find that information. So can we do some sort of information hub or even a quote unquote call center where you need care, you just want to be able to pop in and say who might be available now. And technology today, we should be able to find something like that. So that one's probably going to take a little longer.
Sure.
But again, like I said, I've been so impressed with people being willing to just roll up their sleeves and right now fill this need.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to see where this goes. One of the topics on the communication piece is maybe even just having a place like the chamber is such a resource. So having a place like the chamber website to at least post what's happening and what those hours might be. People could go to one central location and communicating that out. So we're really excited to see what happens with this committee. And Kim, we certainly thank you and Dr. Carr for heading up the effort here to keep our groups and our organizations moving forward together to help solve this access issue in our community.
Yeah. And I would say in closing, if you need care, don't assume you can't get it here. Try to make your first step to call your clinic or call any clinic and just ask. Because that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if people aren't accessing care here, one, it's good for their health, because things can happen if you're taking the time to drive out of town. But also, all of us are businesses. So if you're not accessing your care here, then it makes it even harder for us to keep those resources.
Right. That perceived need isn't even there if people are going out of the community.
So those listening, you have a part to play in access as well, and talk to your neighbors and say, you know, hey, I know that Horizon has appointments at this time, or I know that, you know, if you call and you have something, the doctors and the providers want to take care of people.
They certainly do. And I think we, you know, we had some previous communication and indicated that anyone interested in either helping or that might have questions or suggestions could certainly reach out to you or Dr. Carr. But how would they get in touch with you, Kim, if somebody wants to reach out with questions or ideas?
Anybody can just call my direct office line, which is 353-6554, or email me at krieger, which is R-I-E-G-E-R, at hearingregional.org. You forget, call the hospital, and they will send you to me. And I mean, you mentioned that people getting involved from the community. Maybe there's someone that wants to start a business.
There you go.
You know, QuickCare was here since 2019, I believe. Really did fill a need. Doesn't necessarily make sense for each of us that have our established clinics to open a different clinic somewhere else. But maybe there's someone who has a vision and an idea and wants to do that.
Right. And we're all in this together. So there's a lot of support behind all of that. And it's been great to really work with other organizations toward a common goal. So we're...
Yes. Often business people within the same industry might be hesitant to, you know, lift up a the curtain and show you what they're willing to do, but everybody's been completely open.
Yeah, it's great to see what progress we can make as when we work together. All right, thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.